Today's shiur, the ninth chapter, has 39 halachas dealing with the definition of a pregnant woman or a nursing woman or a virgin or an old woman, bloodstains which are found on a woman's flesh or those found on her garments. Halacha Zayin deals with bloodstains found on articles not susceptible to uncleanliness. Halacha Ches deals with stain found on flesh opposite a woman's private parts or found on other parts of her bodies. Halacha Tes deals with the shape of the stain. Halachas 10 and 11 deal with the location of the stain on the garment. Halacha 12 deals with multiple or oversized stains. Halacha 13 deals with small stains. Halachas 14 through 18 deal with stains which are followed by blood. Halacha 19 through 28 deal with stains which are which you could have a cause for an external reason, so it could be it's not actual dam nida. 29 through 35 deals with stain on garment which was shared by several women. Halachas 36 through 38 deal with testing of stain for blood, and the last halacha deals with stain, a blood stain which was found during a menstrual period or during a flux. So the halachas of regarding uncleanliness that come out of it. The Rambam begins as follows. Halacha Aleph. Eina isha mistama minatei benida e beziva chetagish vete siradam v'yetzim ibsara. According to the Allah of the Torah, women would never be rendered unclean as a result of menstruation or of a flux until she would be magish, she would feel a sensation of the blood flowing from her flesh, as we have explained. And when does she become unclean? She becomes unclean from the time of the flow and onward. And if she did not experience any sensation, she did not feel a pain or different sicknesses that he explained in the previous chapter, and then examined herself and then found blood within in the antechamber of the body, so then we say, so then the presumption is that it was accompanied by a sensation, as we have previously explained. In Perakei, the Rambam had explained these halachas by dam that was nekem minarechem, and dam anim se bepreizdin, halacha hey over there. Halacha beis, midivri seifim, an enactment of the scribes, they said, shekolarei kesem dam al basar, any woman who will see a blood stain on her flesh, on her clothing, although she did not have a sensation, a feeling that the blood was coming out, and even if she examined herself and finds no blood, we consider her unclean, and we consider as if she would have found blood within of her flesh, however, the Rambam says this uncleanliness is in doubt. Why? Because it could be that this stain came from blood of the chamber. So what the Rambam is telling us is that being we don't know from where the dam came, so we say maybe it came in Aliyah, that it came from the upper chamber by a woman, and then you'd say it's Tahar, or maybe it came from the Cheder, which we had learned in Perkei Halacha Hey, then it would be Tamei. Halacha Gimel, Chemi Devei Seifim, the same enactment of the scribes, Shekolarei Adam B'leyes Vesta. Any woman who sees a flow of blood not during her regular fixed period, V'cholarei Kesem, and any woman who sees a blood stain, T'meilim Afrei Ad Esen V'Abar Shos. So then she is Tamei retroactively within any time within this 24-hour period. V'en Badka B'teiches Manzel Matzah Tar. So if within these 24 hours she had made a bdika, examined herself, and she was found to be clean, so then she's only tummy from the time of the bdika onwards. Although we say that the woman is tummy midivrei seifim retroactively, she does not make the man who had intercourse with her tummy retroactively, as we explained in yesterday's shir, Perek Ches Halacha Yud Gimel. Ve'eina meina l'nidasa l'kisma el me'esh ra'asa adam esh matza kesem. And when she starts counting the days of her menstruation period, or from the blood stain, you only start counting from the time of when she had the flow of dam, or from when she found the blood stain, and not from when 24 hours previously. And more so, the Rambam says that the word l'minyan is in brackets, that any woman who sees a blood stain, so it upsets the regular counting, and she has to start counting the Shiva Nekiyim over from the beginning. Because we're afraid that maybe the blood stain came from the chamber, and the chamber by a woman is a tummy, so therefore it would mess up the whole cheshbin of her fixed period. Halacha dalet, haray dam b'shas vesta. A woman who has a flow of dam during a regular fixed period, ainu metam l'mafreya el b'shaita b'vad. So then we say it does not render her unclean retroactively, but rather at the particular time when she saw. V'cheinu b'resim nika b'sulas kena dayan shaitan. Same halacha applies to a pregnant woman, a woman who's a nursing, or a virgin, or an old woman. Now, generally, a pregnant woman or a woman who's nursing should not see dam, and the same halacha is to an old woman. And similarly, the Rambam puts into the category of psula, virgin, who was never with a man. So in all these cases, we say that when they see dam, die in shaitan. It's enough for them to render them unclean at the time when they saw the dam. And they do not become unclean retroactively. When we speak about a pregnant woman, what do we mean? Does it mean from the day she's pregnant? So the Rambam answers, Mishayuka Uba. We're speaking from the time that when it's recognizable that she's carrying a child. Hushleisha Chadashman, that's 3 months. Minika Kola above Esam Chedesh, a nursing mother is up to 24 months. And filu meis benayi gamlasein es nusla minoka, and even if her child died during that time, or she weaned it, or she gave it to a nurse to nurse, and she isn't doing the actual nursing, nevertheless we say that by all these women, it's dai and shaitan, that they only become tummy from the time they saw blood. Regarding a menekes, even if she would nurse the child after 24 months, then after 24 months she would be tamei l'mafreya. And the reason why there's no difference if she's nursing the child or not, because the idea of that there's no dam has nothing to do with the child nursing. Rather, Rashi explains it has to do with the tzar later, that the limbs changed around in the woman's body, and the dam does not come back until 24 months. Halacha hey, basula kol shalei rasa dam yemer, a virgin who has never had a menstrual flow yet during her life, afal pi shirasa machmas nesuna machmas leida, although she had a discharge of blood during to marital relations, or because she gave birth, the kena, when you speak about older woman kol shavala atishim yem samuch leziknasa. So the Rambam is explaining that which we said, a virgin, that she's only tummy, die in shaitan from that time, it means a woman who didn't have menstrual flow, although she could have seen dam achmas. And soon, the same thing as the Kena, it's a woman who 90 days, she did not see dam for 90 days at a time adjacent to her old age. And what is old age? The Rambam says, kol shekona zekena v'ena makpedes, any woman that you could call her a elder woman and she does not resent it. A pregnant woman, a nursing woman, and an elder woman, so their blood stains, if they have a blood stain or an actual flow of blood, it has the same halacha, they do not render them unclean retroactively. A virgin who never saw dam nida, a dying hiktana, and she is still a minor. So then we say, kismata achatir dam sholosh vestas. So then, her blood stains are considered clean, and it does not render her unclean until she comes to age that she has a flow of dam for 3 fixed periods. Ma'ben kesem and nimtzal b'sar kesem and nimtzal b'gadah. What's the difference in halacha between a blood stain that's found on the woman's body or found on the clothing? Shakesem and nimtzal b'sar ein l'shir. A blood stain on the flesh has no minimum size, but nimtzal beged ein matama ad shiyi kagoris. However, if it's found on a garment, it does not render her unclean unless it's the size of a goris, which is translated as a Cilician bean. So the Rambam explains that what type of bean is it? Shehu meruba sheishba kedei tisha dasha sholos al sholos. We're speaking about a square area which could contain 9 lentils placed by 3 by 3, and that's the measurement. In different svarim, it brings it down like about the size of a nickel. Haya pachas mishizeh, if it was smaller than this measurement, if it's on her begadim tar, then she's clean. Nimsa tipin tipin einim et starfis. If when you find the blood stains, it wasn't one blood stain, but it was rather several small drops, so they do not combine together to be metama. Haya arech harezim et starf. However, if it was elongated kesem, it wasn't more like a circular thing, but it was a long one, so then it's mitzarif if it would fit that shear. Zion, kesem shenim saldava shen mekabel tumah. If you have a blood stain that's found on something that's not, does not accept tumah, so then tar veinach esheshesla, so then the woman is clean and you don't have to be apprehensive that there's anything wrong. He gives an example. Ketad yashva al keli kli avanim kli adam kli glolim. If the woman was sitting on vessels which were made of stone, earth, or vessels that were mixed with manure and with earth, ayal or dag, ayal kli ches migabriosh, they were sitting on fish skins or on the top of an earthenware vessel, ayal beged or on a clothing she'ein bei shol shad space al shol shad space, that does not have the measurement, the cloth of 3 finger length square. So v'nimtza alem dam, and if she finds dam on all these things, tahira, she's tar. Afilu batka akarka v'yashva la, v'nimtza kesem al akarka kishamda reza tar. Even if she examined the ground before sitting down and there was no kesem, and then subsequently when she got up, we found a blood stain on the karka, she's considered tar. Because the whole idea of kesamim is the rabbanon. So whenever a keli that's not mekabel tumah, the chacham did not make a gzera. V'lei b'mekabel tumah ela imkein hayalavin. Also, the Rambam gives you a cloud that something can only be mekabel tumah if it's white. Of a klit zaveinim ein cheshen lekesam nintzavim. However, colored clothing, we do not have to be apprehensive of kesam that's found on them. So therefore the Chacham said that although we know by the Shiva Nakim a woman's supposed to wear white clothing, however a woman who has problems with Ksamim, the Chachamim give Haterim that they should wear colored garments in order to free them from the problem of Ksamim. So in this halachi brought down the idea of Bigdei Tzaveinim Akula and Adavah Sheinim Akabel Tumah Akula, and also that if it's not sholosh al sholosh, he said in the previous halacha. Halacha ches, lei b'chol mokom shenim tzadam al besar titma mishum kesem, not any place if you would find a blood stain on the woman's body which she become unclean because of a kesem, atche yimtze k'negeh beis tufa. The only place where it will make a tummy is if it's found opposite her private parts. Ketzer example, nimtze al akeva tmeya. If the blood stain is found on her heel, she becomes unclean. Because it's possible that her heel might have touched the secret parts of the body while she was sitting. Similarly, the Rambam says, if the stain would be found on the inner side of her legs or feet, that is those parts that when she stands up and the parts of the body touch one another, so it's possible that the stain could have gotten over this, so then she's deemed unclean. Nimtza al reish gudel ragla, tmei Hashem notif minacheda al ragla be'esha holcha. If the stain was found on the tip of her great toe, she's also unclean because it's possible that the blood could have dripped from the chamber onto her foot while she was walking and it would reach over there. The same halacha is any place that's possible that the blood could have spurted, the dam nida could have spurted from where and landed ended up over there while she's going. So then if the blood is found there, she's tamei. V'chinim nimtza hadam al yedah, afilo kishei et space yedah tamei. Same halacha applies if the blood was found on her hands. Even if it was on the joints of her fingers, she's unclean, because we have a general rule dealing with hands that yedai maskan yisheim, that hands touch things automatically. So it could be that she touched those parts of the body where the dam was, and that's why it got on her hands. And in general, we find this halacha all over. That's why you have to wash negavas in the morning, because the hands by night are askanis, and they touch the places which make a person unclean. However, if the blood would be found on the outer part of her legs or feet or on their sides, and then the Rambam says, surely if the blood was found from the thighs upwards, so then we consider her clean. Because we take on that this blood was blood that spurted on the woman from a different place. If you have a stain which is found on the flesh, which is elongated like a thong or a circular, and Aisha Hayu by Tipin, or it had in it a lot of separate drops, Aisha Hayu Aricha Kesem Al Reicha V'Yurecha, or the extended lengthwise across the breadth of her thigh, Aisha Yinir Ki'ilu Himimatam L'mayla, or else if it looks as if it's running from below upwards, Hayavu Kenega Be'Sufa Reza Tmei, being its opposite, a private part, she's Tamei, Ve'in Emim Ilu Nitaf Minaguf, and you don't say that if the stain would be coming from the body, it wouldn't have such a shape. Because any blood which is found in the around the private parts of the body with machme, although it was a doubt. Now dealing with her clothing, if you find a stain on her shirt, from the girdle downwards, Tameya, she's Tamei, Michagul, Amayla, above, is she's Tar, Nimsal, Beisiyad, Shalah. If the stain was found on his sleeve, so then you say, Imagiya, Kenega, Beisufa, Tamei, Vimlav, Tehre. If where it was found could reach opposite the private parts of her body, she's Tamei, and if not, she's Tar. Haisa, Peshtatai, Umishasa, Beibalaila. If it was accustomed to take off his shirt by night and cover, to take off his shirt and cover himself with it at night, so then any place where blood will be stained on it, where you'll find a blood stain, shall be tummy, because by night she moves around. It could be the blood could even reach places where by day it wouldn't reach. And the same halacha applies and blood found any place on the girdle, the woman, that it would be tummy. Ha'isalaveshes cholak echad. V'shala shleishi yama yesa b'lei eis nidasa. She was wearing one shirt, and she wore it for 3 days or more, not during her regular time of nida. U'batku matzalav shleishik sam eikasam echad gadol sheish b'shir shleishik sam. Then she found on it three stains, or one big stain, which has the measurement of three stains together. Then it's a suffix if such a woman is a woman with a flux. Maybe she had Saddam 3 straight days. Maybe she saw 3 separate days. Or maybe she saw it all in one day. Same halacha applies if she wore 3 garments that were previously checked. And she wore it on her for 3 days during the days of her flux. And she finds a stain on each one of them. Although she finds a stain opposite one another, so she's still a suffix zava. Because from the other point, it's possible to say that it's all one kesem, and that the blood went through 3 begadim. And we find halachas that even if you she's wearing few begadim, even if it's on the outer bag, it's possible it could somehow even reach sometimes the outer bag without even reaching the inner ones. Matza kesem echad she'ein bo kedei shleishik sam. If you find one stain which is smaller than the minimum requirement for 3 stains, im bo katzma kol bein hashemasha shel yom rishon. If she had examined herself through the zman, the time of twilight of the first day, Matzatan, she was clean. V'leibatka chaluka, and she did not examine her clothing. V'yem shishi matzazah kesem shenek kesheshek sam. And on the third day, she found this kesem, which was not big enough as three sam. En chesh ziva. So then we don't have to be afraid that she had seen on 3 days. She did not check herself the first day by Bein Hashmashas. Being she did not check her clothing. And the clothing remained on her 3 days during the time of her flux. So then we say, we're afraid that maybe she is a Zav. Although it's not the minimum requirement for three different sum.
If she found a stain on her clothing today,
so if after she found a stain on her clothing, then she had a flow of dam for two successive days, she saw blood 2 days, and then the third day she saw a stain, so in such a case, she is a suffix if she is a zava. If a woman saw a stain and afterwards she saw blood, Taylor Kisma Briyasa called me Aisla Aisa. Then, for a 24-hour period, the stain is considered to be come due to the flow of blood. Ben Shabbat Katsma Beisha Matsa Kesem. Whether she checked herself when she saw the stain, or Matsasa Taya, and she found that she was not flowing blood. Ben Shalay Batka, and whether she did not check herself. Avla Reya Kesem Acha Kesem Batech Esem Vabashes. However, if a woman sees one stain after another within 24 hours, Ein Taylor Kesem Bekesem, you don't say that one Kesem brought the second Kesem. Ela Imkein Bad Kabinayim. Unless she checked herself in between, she Imav Sika Tahar, that if she had, when she checked herself, there was nothing, no Kesem at all. So that means it's a new kesem at all. So then she's told if there wasn't the shear of each kesem by itself. And Ein mitzdaf in the minyan zivas. The Rambam in the next few halachas will explain with examples exactly what he meant being tailor one with another and being mitzdaf. Kate said, example. Rosa kesem of Shabbos b'shori sheni min yom. If she saw on Friday, first hour of the day of stain, although she did not check herself and she did not know if she's clean or not, and then she saw blood afterwards until the first hour of the Shabbos, which is within 24 hours, so then you do not start counting her tummy from when she saw the stain, rather you put the kesem with the seeing from Shabbos. So then if she'll see another 2 days, Sunday and Monday, she'll be a Zava. However, if she saw blood on Shabbos the second hour, that's after 24 period, so then she's tummy already for 2 days. Erev Shabbos Shemotza Bar Kesem, she's tummy from Friday when she saw the stain. Of a Shabbos Shoras Adam, and on Shabbos when she saw blood, Shari Ein Shneim B'teich Meisleis, because both of them are not within a 24-hour period. V'mras Adam Ba'echer B'Shabbos Cheshin Mezivis. So then if she would see blood on Sunday, you'd already be afraid that maybe she's a woman with a flux. Now when you die, Leiras Adam B'Shabbos, if she did not see blood on Shabbos, V'ras Kesem Acher however, she saw another stain in the first hour of Shabbos within 24 hours. So then it goes as follows. If she checked herself, examined on the Erev Shabbos and found she was clean, then when you start counting tumah, you only start counting from Shabbos when she saw the second kesem. Being both of them are within 24-hour period. V'mlei batka. However, she did not check herself. V'lei yodeh mefsika, and she did not know if there was a hefsik tyra between them, if she was clean between them. So imlei hefsika. So then we say areza meni le'ev Shabbos. Then you start counting back from Erev Shabbos. V'mrasa becher b'Shabbos, and if she will see Sunday cheshesh zivus, then you'd be afraid of zivus from Friday Shabbos and Sunday. So then it comes out of Chumah by one kesem to another kesem if within 24 hours if she did not check herself.
What happens if she saw the second stain after the 24-hour period on the second hour of Shabbos? Ben Bodka, Ben Le Bodka, whether she checked herself Erev Shabbos or not. She's telling me 2 days from Friday and Shabbos. She ain't shnei b'teich meisleis because both of them are not within the 24-hour period. And if she saw Sunday after the 24-hour period from Shabbos, she's Zeus and will be afraid she's a Zavah. If she saw within the first hour of Sunday a third stain, so then if between the second and third time she had examined herself and found she was clean, so ein mitzdarf, and then we say they're not mitzdarf, we're not afraid of that she's a zava. If she did not check herself, then we would be afraid that she's a zava. So it comes out there's no difference la'alocha between the first and second and third, the gabi 24 hours, and the gabi the alocha if she made a checked herself in between or not. The test. Kol kesem shemayin she tamei begolah. Any stain that we said that makes a woman unclean. Im yesh adava litlis bevleima. If you have reason to say to ascribe the stain to her and say shema kesem zadav ba mi dava plain you. That maybe this kesem came from another place. So nimtza ala beged, if it's found on the clothing, then we say she's clean. Because the whole thing of that the chacham said that she should check her clothing was the whole thing of kesem is the idea of being mekel not machme. The nimtza b'sar, however, if she finds the kesem on her clothing, then sveika tamme. Then, if it's a suffix, she's a tummy vein, tailor vein, you do not describe it as something else. V'mhayla litlas b'bsara yesmi chaluka, and if you had a reason to ascribe it more to her flesh than to her shirt, afal b'sara tailor v'seika tayer. So if the kesem was only on the basa, then the seika would be tummy. But if it's just a shayla, what should you ascribe it to? The basa, to the clothing? Then you say it's tar, suffix tar. So you have a few kulas, the gabi kesem. One, you have the inyan of, if it was on a thing that's not makabel tuma, and by big date sevenim, now you have an inyan of being tailored in something else, ketzet. What's example of being tailored in something else? Shachar behem mechaya eif. If she had slaughtered a animal, bird, or if she was busying herself with anything that could cause blood staining, or she was sitting next to those who were engaged in such a thing, or she passed through a butcher's market, and you find blood on her clothing, she's clean, and you assume that the blood stain came from those things. If the blood stain was found only on her flesh, so if the blood stain was located from her girdle downward, she's tummy. However, if she had tumbled over or jumped, so then we say she's afilu michagul amayla tmeir, then even if the blood stain was from the girdle upward, she would also be tummy. Because if this blood would have really came from the slaughtering of the animal or from the marketplace, you should have found the bloodstain also on her clothing. And you're only finding it on her skin and not on her clothing, so then you say she's tummy. If she had a wound, although it healed, if it's possible for her to scratch open the wound and blood should ooze out, so even if blood is found on the flesh, then we ascribe it to the wound. Any similar case. If you find a stain on both her flesh and her garments, so then she can ascribe it to any cause that she may have. The tail b'macheres, she can ascribe it to small bugs that she might have killed while she was sitting down. Shema beisha yosra naga macheres. Maybe when she was sitting down, she killed one of them. V'dam zed dam machelesu, and this blood comes from that little creature. Va'ad kama. Now, until what is the maximum size of such a stain? So then we say ad kigoris, that of a bean. However, Aval Imotza Kasim Yasmigars, if you find a stain bigger than a bean, and a table machelis, then you cannot ascribe it to the little cockroaches, or feel like some machelis, or tutsa bakasim. And even if you find a cockroach which was crushed amongst the stain, however, Yasmigars, and a table machelis, being it's more than that measurement, you don't ascribe it to the cockroach. Chavdalid. She can also sometimes ascribe a dam to her husband or to her child. If they were busy with handling anything connected with blood, or if their hands were blood stained, or they had a wound, she can ascribe to them and say, they touched her, and she didn't know the dam, this blood is coming from them. However, the Rambam says no presumption is permissible where blood is found in one place to trace it to another place. Case an example, if she has, for example, a wound on her shoulder and you find blood on her leg, you don't say, maybe she touched her hand on the shoulder and then she touched the leg. In all similar cases, you cannot ascribe blood from one place to another, whether on her body or on her garments. If you have two women who are busy with a bird which holds no more than the amount of a sella of blood, and you find on both of them a stain which was as big as a sella, stain to Meis, they're both unclean. And although this bird only had one sella, if they were busying themselves with something which cannot produce more blood than a goris, which was a bean, and she finds on herself a kesem of two grisen. So then she can ascribe one goris, one bean size of a stain, to the thing that she was busying herself with, the blood, and one to a cockroach. But a cockroach, we said a cockroach wouldn't have more. So though she has two grisen, she'd still be tar. However, if you find a kesem more than two beans worth, then she's tummy. In the first case, when the bird only had one sella, so you can't say that both of them became tummy from the bird, because the bird only had one sella, and you found the blood on each of them. So if you're going to say that maybe one of them became tummy, that the blood's from the bird, you'll say, well, maybe it's not her, maybe it's the other one, therefore they're both tummy. If she was busying herself with blood that is red, so then you cannot ascribe it to something that is black blood. If she was busy with a bird which has many different types of blood, and she finds on herself a blood stain with one of the colors, you could ascribe it to her. If she was wearing three garments, if you can ascribe blood coming to from something else, you can even ascribe it to the innermost garment. And if you cannot ascribe that the blood came from somewhere else, and it's not damnida, ena tela afbelin, you cannot ascribe even to the upper garment. Kate's example, ava b'shuk shal tabachim, if she passed the marketplace of butchers, alfa pisha nimtza kesem ala tachton levada, although you only find the blood stain on the bottom garment, tela b'dama tabachim, you could say maybe it came from the butchers. She did not pass through a marketplace of meat. Although you only find the kesem on the upper garment, and you'd say if it's coming from her body, for sure you should have found on the lower garment. How is it to me? In that case, she'll be tummy. Suffolk over, Suffolk lay over. If it's Suffolk, if she passed through the marketplace or not. Suffolk nesaska, Suffolk lay nesaska. If it's a question if she was handling blood or not, and it's tailor, then you cannot ascribe it. If you have a city which has in its swines, or they constantly come in and out of the city, so then you do not have to be afraid of any stains which you would find on a woman's begotten. Because the Gemara brings down that Swine eats schkotzim a lot of times. It eats all different types of roaches, and it spritzes out blood, so maybe it spritzes on the woman. Now, until now we were speaking with a woman wearing her own clothing. What happens if she loaned out her clothing to a woman who was a menstrual woman, whether a Jew or non-Jew? And she went and wore that clothing again without, before checking it. And she finds in a stain her a tailor benida shlosha isa. So then you can ascribe it to the nida who was wearing it. If she loaned it to a woman who had a flux of a lesser degree on the day of her impurity, eli yeshevis al dam teir, or to a woman who was waiting on who was sitting on dam teir, blood of purity, a Kapsula Shadamer Tahirin, or to a virgin whose blood is considered clean, Hareza Telebar, she can ascribe it to it. However, if she had loaned it to a woman with a flux of a lesser degree on the day of her waiting, not on the day of her uncleanliness, or on to Zavag Dela on the 7 clean days that she has to count. And she went and wore it before she checked it, and she found on it a kesem. So then we say both of the women are affected, and the one who loaned and the one who borrowed it. Shema mizu, shema mizu. Maybe the stain came from this one, maybe from that one. If she loaned it to the garment, a woman observing the period of uncleanliness for a stain, ain't a tailor bar, she ain't tailum kesem bekesem. So then she cannot trace the stain to that woman, because one stain cannot be traced to another stain. Halacha lamed, batka chaluka batka atzma, she checked her garment and herself, and nimsas tahera, and she was clean, v'shila chaluk l'chaveta, and she loaned the garment to her friend, v'lavshasa, and she wore it, v'nimsa l'kesem, and there was under the stain, k'shach sirosala, when she returned it to her, hasha elas tami, the woman who borrowed it is tami, v'en tela b'bailas hacholuk, and you cannot say that may be attributed to the owner of the garment, because she loaned it before, she checked it before she loaned it to her. If you have a case of a tall woman who wore a shirt of a small woman, nimsa b'kesem, and found on a stain, imagia kenegad based tufa tameya, so then she, if the stain is situated opposite her private parts, she's tamei v'mav teir, and if not, she's tar, shekesem zeh shaktsaru, because then you say that the stain must have been caused by the short woman. When the Rambam says that if it reaches opposite her private parts, she's tummy, the tall woman, and the woman she loaned it from is also tummy. It's just speaking regarding this woman. Lamed beis shalosh nashim shalosh l'chol olakecha, three women who wore one clothing, zechazer one after the other, vachkach nimsal kesem, then you find on it a stain. If they slept in one bed together, and then you find one stain under them, they're all tummy. And if one of the women checked herself right away and she found that she's tummy, then the other two are tar. Lamed Gimel, if they all checked themselves and they found themselves Torah, so then Taylor Misha Eina Rui is down by Misha Ruya. So then the one who you wouldn't assume the blood came from, she's Torah, and the other one is Tami. The Rambam gives example, if one of them was pregnant, one not, so the pregnant woman is Torah and the non-pregnant woman is Tami, a nursing mother and a non-nursing mother, the nursing mother is Torah, the other one's Tami, an elder woman and a not elder woman, the elder woman is Torah, a virgin and a non-virgin, the virgin is Torah. If they were all pregnant, all elder, all nursing, all basulis, then they're all tummy. If you have three women, sha'alu derech magalus ha'amita. So if the three women went into the bed via the foot of the bed, and they went up in order, so then the halacha is as follows. If the blood is under the middle one, they're all three tummy. If it's under the one next to the wall, so her and the middle woman are tummy, and the woman on the outside is tar. If it's under the woman on the outside, she and the woman next to her in the middle is tummy, and the woman next to the wall is tar. However, they did not go up by the steps of the bed, and there was no order, and they went into bed, so it could be they got mixed up. So if blood's under any of them, they're all tummy. When does this halacha apply? When they all checked themselves and they found they were tar, and you cannot say that, ascribe it to one to the other, as we explained. However, if one of the women checked herself and found she was tar, and her friend did not check herself, then the woman who checked herself can be tailored, and the woman who did not check herself, and that woman would be tummy. Ramad Vav, any time that you say you find a stain on the beggar and you don't have what to ascribe it to, it does not make the woman tummy unless you know for sure it's blood. And if you're afraid if it was blood or if it was a dye, so then you're going to put on it seven different things which will say in the next halacha in the order that he prescribes it. So if it goes away or if it becomes dim, then we say it was a blood stain and it became tummy. However, if it remains after the seven things put on it the way it was, so then we say it's a dye and she's tar. Now the Rambam says in Lamed Zayin, these are the seven things in the order which they're supposed to be. They are one, taste of saliva. Then number two is masticated grit of peas. Then fermented urine. Then four is alkali. Then five is nitre. Then six is simoleon earth, and then seven is potash. Now the Rambam says that the stain has to be rubbed three times with each instance, applying it back and forth, and if they were applied out of order, if they were applied all together, it's ineffective. If you applied them in reverse order, then the last one becomes like the first one the way it should be, and then you have to apply the other six in the right order. In Halacha 38, he says, what's considered taste of saliva? We're dealing with the saliva of a person who tasted nothing from the beginning of the night and slept from the second half of the night until the next day. So his saliva, before he breaks his fast, is considered tasteless. The Rambam says, a condition provided that he did not engage in much speaking loud until 3 hours of the day had passed. However, if he had arisen in the middle of the night and had, let's say, he reviewed his daily lesson before the third hour passed, so then his saliva is not considered tasteless, because speaking aloud reduces it to water. And then the Rambam says, what is considered masticated grit of peas? He says it's a grit that was masticated until the peas are well mixed with saliva. And what is considered fermented urine? That's urine which is 3 days old or more. The last halacha. Another Rambam says, any woman who is unclean due to blood stain, so if it was found on her during the days of her regular menstrual period, she's considered a menstrual woman out of doubt. And so then she has to observe 7 days of cleanliness and then immerse herself on the eighth night when she'll be permitted to her husband, like he explained earlier in the Lachs of Nidah. If she found a stain during the 11 days of her flux, so then she's a woman with a flux of a greater or lesser degree, depending if she saw it one time or three times. So then she has to, if she was a woman with a flux of lesser degree, she has to continue unclean for 1 day. Or if it was a woman with a flux of a greater degree, she remains unclean for 7 days. She has to count Shiva Nikiyam. And all this, the Rambam says, the authority of the scribes, as we explained. Consequently, the Rambam finishes off that if a man had intercourse with her willfully, so then you have to give him disobedience flogging. However, if he did by mistake, by shaykh, then they're both exempt from a carbon.